On Wednesday's Morning Focus, we had an extensive chat about the 97 patients who were waiting for beds at University Hospital Limerick on Tuesday morning, the record level of overcrowding of any hospital in the country. And while myself and producer Rebecca O'Sullivan were reacting to listeners' comments on the situation at UHL later on in the programme, news came through that Wednesday's figure from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation showed there were 111 patients on trolleys at the region's main hospital, yet another new record. The INMO has described the overcrowding situation at UHL as chaotic. Meanwhile, management at the facility have appealed to people with less serious illnesses or issues to present to an injury clinic or GP instead of the emergency unit. Now, we have some guests on this, but before we go to them, let's hear a little bit of audio from the Dáil yesterday. Clare Independent TD Michael McNamara asked Taoiseach Micheál Martin about the record level of overcrowding at UHL, and he called for consideration to be given to upgrading other hospitals within UL Hospitals Group, adding that the introduction of additional beds alone was unlikely to stop the ever-growing trolley numbers at UHL. So let's hear what the Taoiseach had to say in response.
Deputies asked the questions very fairly. I do believe there are issues around capacity more generally around the Western Seaboard, the Sailta Group, and also more specifically in terms of Limerick. That can't get solved overnight, but there have been moves on that front. But you have raised a wider issue that I do think merits further examination. And what I will ask, I'll ask the Minister and the HSE to pursue that.
So there you go, that's Taoiseach Micheál Martin's response, and you will have heard that in our news bulletins, the Taoiseach saying he intends to ask Stephen Donnelly, the Health Minister, and the HSE to issue further examination to the serious overcrowding issues at UHL. But I guess mentioning the Sailta Group, maybe perhaps a slip of the tongue from the Taoiseach, unintentional, but I guess for critics of the government would feel they haven't done enough to try and arrest the growing overcrowding numbers at University Hospital Limerick, and that they should be doing more. The optics of that, mentioning the Sailta Group, which is actually the group for hospitals from the west up to the northwest, so you're talking about a group of seven or so hospitals from Galway all the way up to Donegal, including a lot of counties from Connacht as well. It's maybe a little bit unfortunate, and it doesn't do much, I guess, for critics of the government in that regard. Now, we are joined by Independent TD from Scariff, Michael McNamara. But before we come to him, we just want to go to Martin Conway, who is also with us. Martin is Fine Gael Senator from Ennis-Tymon and his party's Shannon spokesperson on health. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Alan.
Thanks very much for being with us. Martin, the point was made on yesterday's programme when we were talking about the situation at UHL that our local politicians haven't been doing enough to speak up and fight for better care at UHL. Do you think you and other public representatives here have done enough as the situation at UHL has gotten increasingly worse?
Look, the situation in UHL is not acceptable at all. And to answer your question, you know, every politician across the political divide in the Midwest has been highlighting the issue and lobbying on the issue for a long, long time. And back in 2014, 40 million was spent building a critical care unit. 24 million was spent in 2017 on a new emergency department. And another 20 million practically was spent for a 60-bed modular unit. And a lot of that happened because, people in the Midwest were lobbying and highlighting the issues. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we have a problem, and a serious problem. And I don't know what the reason for the problem is, but certainly there is issues to do with capacity. And Deputy McNamara was quite right in terms of highlighting that. And bed capacity has to be looked at. And, you know, we have to look at ways in which we can increase bed capacity.
But of course, Martin, and sorry to jump in. I think we all agree that more bed capacity is needed. And I know you're saying that a lot of the investment that's coming to UHL is off the back of local politicians pushing hard. But this situation just seems to get worse and worse and worse. Is it an issue that I know it's been brought up in the Dáil a number of times? Michael McNamara raised it with the Taoiseach yesterday, but does it need to be done practically on a weekly basis at this stage to try and effect some sort of change?
And if that's what's required, I have no doubt that everybody will do that. Yes, the first item on the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting yesterday was the situation. Deputy Joe Carey and myself were the first two speakers at the meeting yesterday, where we actually requested the Tánaiste to set up a meeting as quickly as possible with Stephen Donnelly, so as we can have a direct discussion with Stephen Donnelly and all representatives in the Midwest in terms of what's happening.
Do you know how likely that is to happen, or any kind of time frame?
Well, we've looked for it. I'm sure the Tánaiste will have that request going in already this morning. But I do think, Alan, and I've said it already in the last couple of days, that there has to be an independent review on the management structure in UL to see where improvements can be made. I know that the nurses' organisations have called for it, and I support that call. I don't know what's the problem. Is it delayed discharges? What is the issue? Because, COVID is there and COVID is a problem. Absolutely.
One of the points made by Professor Brian Lennon yesterday was that people are staying longer at the hospital as well. So I suppose that feeds into a delayed discharge. Just before I go to Michael McNamara, you mentioned that you did call for an independent investigation. What would that entail, and how soon do you think it could be carried out?
Well, I'd like to think it should. I'd be hoping that if an independent investigation was to happen, it would happen very, very quickly.
Okay.
Somebody in the medical world who is independent of the UL Hospital Group would just go in there, have a look at what's happening, have a look at the structures, have a look at the discharge policy, and just see is there a problem there that perhaps isn't being escalated at local level that needs to be dealt with.
Okay.
Because I have no doubt if resources is the issue, resources will be provided.
Okay, just to bring in Michael McNamara now. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Alan.
Were you happy enough with what the Taoiseach had to say? I know maybe some people feel a little unfair criticising him for mentioning the SAILTA group, but it just doesn't sound good to people who feel that the government should be doing more to help the situation at University Hospital Limerick. Were you happy with what he had to say, that he is going to ask Stephen Donnelly and the HSE to look at this further?
Well, I mean, I'll be happy when there's somebody independent actually taking an overview of what's going on, because, there's a huge issue, obviously. Everybody knows that in UHL. I mean, this isn't a one-off. We've consistently had more overcrowding than any other hospital in the country for years now. It's something that I raised regularly with ministers for health up to now, both Stephen Donnelly and his predecessor, Simon Harris. I received assurances that it would be dealt with, that we'd see additional capacity. In fairness, I pressed the HSE continually on that. In fairness, we did get some additional services and a little bit of additional capacity into Ennis. And obviously, we're all waiting for the effects of the new unit in Limerick to kick in. But meanwhile, the numbers are growing and growing and growing, and they're growing at a faster rate than the solutions are being found to deal with it. So we need to see what the big... I mean, has reconfiguration failed? I mean, is there a necessity for... I have accepted, because all of the experts have said that, we need to have UHL... as the main hospital in the region, and Ennis, Nina and St. John's as Model 2 hospitals, or maybe Model 2 plus. But maybe that's not enough. Maybe there are more people. I mean, I don't know.
Are you at least calling for Ennis A&E to reopen?
Well, I'm calling for it to be seriously looked at, because what we can't have is everybody being channeled down into Limerick. And I accept that that's a very easy thing to call for, and something that I haven't called for up to now. It's a very easy thing to call for, a very difficult thing to deliver. And the reason that it was centralised into Limerick is because you need large volumes of people going through an A&E and being treated there regularly for it to be safe. And all of the experts said that the way it was done, that everybody who's been brought into Limerick, or at least everybody who had a serious injury who's been brought into Limerick, was safer. And I accepted that, because, you have to... if you're told this is the international best practice, you have to accept that. But it is not the international best practice to have 100 people on a trolley at any given time. So we do need solutions now. And if I think reopening the A&E, reopening Innes as a Model 3 hospital has to be on the cards.
Okay.
Has to be looked at as an option.
Michael, can I
don't know what the solution is, but we do need to get an independent outside expert who doesn't have a vested interest in placating the HSE on the one hand, placating the government on the other, or placating opposition TDs.
Would you be happy enough to see HICWA carry out that investigation?
No,
it has to be independent.
Somebody,
yeah.
I think it has to be somebody from outside of the system, from outside, preferably somebody who's not linked to the Irish healthcare.
And what would you like to see in that independent investigation?
Well, I mean, I'd like them to look at, is there a problem around admissions in Limerick? Because who can admit, my understanding is, and I'm open to correction of this, but my understanding is that you have a lot of emergency department consultants, but they can't admit people. So lots of people are waiting around to be admitted. Is there a problem around discharge? Is it as simple as there are more people in the Midwest than we had anticipated when we came up with our plans and we don't have the capacity? And if that is the case, what is the solution? Is it to build another unit in Limerick or is it to look at the capacity in the other hospitals, St. John's and in particular Innes, because there's a large hinterland.
I just want to put it to you, but when Professor Brian Lennon was on yesterday, he said UL Hospital Group would cooperate with an independent investigation, but he felt that they kind of already knew what the problems behind the overcrowding were, huge demand, limited supply and so on. So, in effect, would an independent investigation just be a waste of time? It'd be telling us what ULHG already know they need to sort out.
Yeah, but I mean, I with the greatest respect to Professor Lennon, I would like if there was somebody from outside it maybe to look at how consultants are performing, how admissions are being done in Limerick, how discharges are being done in Limerick, because sometimes when you're in a system every day and you're operating a system every day, you sometimes miss something that's before your eyes because you just don't. Because you're part of the system. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, if it's as simple as Professor Lennon has said, and if it's as Martin has said, that money is not the issue, well then why isn't the problem solved? Because I don't think it's as simple as has been portrayed.
Okay.
I don't think it's simply, because it seems to me that the more beds are provided in Limerick, the more the overcrowding grows.
And certainly so I think people, they hoped that more than half of the 96 beds for that block would be in there. But I just before I go back to Martin, I want to put that point to you that I put to him earlier, that there's a feeling from some that the politicians locally here aren't doing enough to speak up and fight for better care at University Hospital Limerick. I know you raised it in the Dáil yesterday, but does more need to be done rather than raising it when there are record numbers and when it's in the headlines, that all the politicians here need to be hammering away at the government on a weekly basis to try and sort this problem out, because it just seems to be getting worse and worse?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think I've raised it on a weekly basis, but I've certainly raised it on a monthly basis since I was elected. I've raised it in the middle of summer when numbers aren't a problem, saying, look, there is a problem and there will be a huge problem next winter. And I've done that repeatedly now. And as I say, I've raised it with Simon Harris on numerous occasions. I've raised it with Stephen Donnelly on even more occasions. And I've raised it with HSE when I've had the opportunity to do so various levels.
Do you think opposition TDs have maybe could do more? Maybe there's a feeling, look, they're not in power. They're on the other side of the chamber. And perhaps they should be more vocal, or they haven't been as vocal as they should be, because I guess they don't feel as responsible as those in power like Martin.
Well, I mean, I can speak for myself, and I have been, I believe that I have been vocal on this issue, very vocal and repeatedly, and I've continued to put pressure on the thing. But I mean, I'm not going to say that it's Martin's fault or it's Joe Carey's fault. I mean, this is a problem. I supported a government from 11 to 16 that was overcrowding in UHL. I mean, there's a problem with health capacity in the Midwest going back to the 1980s. We were told correctly that it won't be solved overnight, but we don't even seem to be addressing it. The problem seems to be getting worse, not better. But look, this is more than about government and opposition. I think this is now about getting somebody independent in to look at where the problems are.
Yeah, and I think
clearly the solutions that we've been coming up to now aren't working.
Yeah, yourself and Martin have both made that point about an independent investigation. Martin, just to go back to yourself and NSA&E, would you like to see that reopen? And I guess what measures can be brought by the government to alleviate this problem ASAP, or at least as soon as possible? I mean, we saw during the pandemic, we saw field hospitals opening. Could that be a measure that could be looked at for the region here? Maybe the Ireland on Call, the huge number of people that answered that recruitment call, and a very small number of them were hired. Could we look at bringing some of those on board? You know, think creatively.
Whatever is done, Ellen, it needs to be done safely, and it has to be done professionally. The question you asked at the beginning of your questioning there in terms of Ennis Hospital, well, look, clearly the mistake was made that the proper emergency department wasn't built before Ennis and Enan were closed. And certainly, I'd love to see Ennis open. But again, it has to be safe and it has to be up to international standard.
How realistic do you think that call would be?
I don't know is the simple answer. But look, all options have to be examined. There's a serious problem in Limerick. As I said, you look at 40 million in 2014, 24 million in 2017, another 20 million in 2020. And certainly the 60-bed modular unit, we were told, would solve most of the trolley problems in Limerick. It hasn't. So therefore, we have the 98-bedroom unit coming on stream. That could be fast-tracked. I can't see any reason. Full plan of permission has been granted.
Only half of the beds in that 96-bed unit will be, there'll only be 48 beds in it.
I know that, but at the same, if you're to take that to its logical conclusion, there's 48 beds in there substandard at the moment. So, the bottom line is that the plan of permission has been granted. It's gone out for tender. Surely that can be fast-tracked and that we can cut through hoops to get them built. Capacity is an issue, certainly, but funding is not an issue.
You don't think there's a regional imbalance, though? You don't think that, the Midwest hospitals are getting the crumbs from the table while there's, the hospitals up in Dublin are getting the majority of the pie?
Well, the facts speak for themselves, Alan. We've nearly 100 million spent in the hospital down in Dura Dyle since 2014. And that's not an insignificant amount of money. But what I would like an independent review to do is peer review the performance of Limerick compared to other areas, because COVID has hit the whole country. I heard Professor Lenehan on your programme yesterday, and I agree with Michael. COVID is not just a problem in the Midwest. It's been a problem
everywhere. It's affected every hospital, and I made that point to him.
And yet, we had 20% of all the people who unfortunately were on trolleys yesterday were down in the hospital in Limerick. So there was something wrong somewhere. Okay. And I think that I completely disagree with Professor Lenehan. I think an independent review is necessary because clearly there is some blockages somewhere along the way, and we need to find out what they are so as we can resolve it.
Even though he says they already know what they need to sort out.
Well, why isn't it sorted out then? Do you know? I mean, I just think that I don't accept that. And I don't. Every organization should be prepared to be audited and should be prepared to be overlooked and reviewed. And while he said he'd cooperate with it, and I've no doubt he certainly will, but I do think that type of an investigation at this stage is needed. And it has to be somebody independent of the area and independent of HICRA.
Okay, Martin. Now, just to finish with yourself, Michael, Martin doesn't feel insufficient investment has been a problem. I think you're of a similar mind that UHL has certainly had a lot of money and just doesn't seem to be making much of a difference.
No, sorry. I mean, I think underinvestment, I mean, there was a historic underinvestment in the Midwest for a very long period of time, and I think it's going to take a large amount of investment to address that. So I do think investment is certainly part of the problem, but I don't think it's all of the problem, because it seems to me that no matter how many beds are brought online, that the numbers on trolleys increase more than the beds. Now, we've seen a lot more people move back to the Midwest from other parts of the country, from the East Coast. That might be that the population in the Midwest is now greater than people anticipated. That might be part of the problem. I don't.
And what about that point I put to Martin about the numbers who came back for Ireland on call? I guess we just have to think outside the box. Could we not use? I don't know what the percentage was of the thousands, tens of thousands who answered that call who were actually hired, but I'm sure there's a lot of, maybe some of those went back to Australia or wherever they had travelled from in the first place. But surely some of them could be utilised to try and help with the situation here.
Absolutely. I mean, it was pitiful, and it's something that I raised with Simon Harris at the time. What was he going to do with this great resource that was suddenly and unexpectedly at his disposal? And I've raised it continually with Stephen Donnelly. Now, not after the event, but at the time, what are we going to do with these people? We need, you know, these are huge resources. These are our people. These are people that we have spent large sums of money training in our universities and our training hospitals. And now they're here and they want to work for our society. They need to be put to work. They need to be given the opportunity to contribute. And I've raised it with the HSE. But, you know, I don't, there are clearly major blockages in the Midwest, and there are clearly major blockages with the HSE nationally. It's a very bureaucratic organisation, and whether it was intentionally set up to be bureaucratic or not, I don't know, but that's what it is.
It's a job
of work. And there's also a very big problem with people being in position for very short periods of time and moving on to the next position, on to the next position. And when they're moved on, then somebody from an agency has to be hired to replace them. That costs more money than the person did. And somebody from a recruitment agency has to be, or in a recruitment section in the HSE has to be paid to replace them. So there's a real problem with people, lack of longevity, lack of career plans for professionals, for nurses, for doctors and for other health professionals in the HSE. Okay. All of this is part of the problem, but there's a specific problem in the Midwest as well around overcrowding.
Okay, well, we'll see whether that's sorted out anytime soon, and we'll see whether that independent investigation does happen. But for the moment, gentlemen, thank you very much to both of you for your time and your contribution. Michael McNamara there, the independent TD from Scariff, and also thank you to Martin Conway, the Fine Gael Senator from Ennis-Dyman, and he's also Fine Gael's Seanad spokesperson on health.